The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them. For then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, but where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord. God of the ashes, will you meet us in the ashes? Will you meet us in the ache and show your face within our sorrow and offer us your word of grace? Amen. I've never been much of a procrastinator, and I'm pretty organized. I like to be prepared for things, and I delight in making that happen for others. Truth be told, I also tend to be quite the list maker extraordinaire, much to the chagrin of the people in my life. So much so that when my family began planning for events or trips, my children would say, "Oh, now it's really happening. She started a list." So it's a little humorous to know that for more years in a row than I like to admit, whenever we traveled anywhere, we would have most everything we needed: tickets, itineraries, snacks, travel games, and even paper maps in the olden days. But inevitably, when it was time to settle down for the first night somewhere, I'd unpack my bag and realize I'd forgotten something important. Maybe my toothbrush, maybe my pajamas, but something important. I'll never forget the year that I had to borrow a nightgown and a robe from my mother-in-law and saw the look on my kids' faces when I walked out in it. We still joke about it now, wondering what I might have forgotten while marveling at what wasn't. I always tried to make the best of it and not let everyone know or inconvenience anyone with my inevitable misstep. Our reading today comes from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. He seems to be implying that those listening aren't acting with the best of intentions, that maybe they're faking their piety for the good of others, and not, in fact, in thanksgiving for the gifts that they have received from God, that their acts are not done to honor the teachings and certainly not with a clean heart. They want others to know just exactly how sincere they are, how much they have, how pure they might be, and how much closer to God they must be. But maybe they're faking it for everyone around them, hiding their imperfection and their true intentions from everyone around them. Jesus names it straight with no doubt about his expectations. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. And you have to wonder if those listening immediately looked around and said, "Who, me?" Because it's hard to fake it when you're sitting in someone else's pajamas and you're wondering if you've packed a toothbrush. It's hard to fake it when you've smeared your forehead with last year's palms and walk around in front of others who might ask us, "What's that?" Because they don't know. God is interested in more than just us faking it. God wants our true, authentic selves to show up exactly as we are, our imperfect, sometimes tired selves, with dreams that didn't always work out, with failed attempts at perfect spiritual practices, without the job, the house, or income we thought we might have, with families who aren't perfect, but are ours. God claims that person exactly as they are and marks them with the cross of Christ forever. Today, we are marked quite literally with that cross. Author Cole Arthur Riley writes, "What does it mean that we don't just talk about the ashes or even reverently observe them, but that we physically smear them across our faces? Perhaps in the marking, we approach solidarity. We remember that the same fate that haunts you haunts me. The same beauty that birthed you lives in me." And that this comes as a mark on the body, I think, reminds us that the Lenten journey of self-examination is deeply entwined with the physical world. As we mark ourselves with these ashes, we remind ourselves that no grief is solitary, that what has stricken you is also carried by me. We begin our Lenten journey together, reminding one another that we are those whose flesh grows back. We are those who remain. It is not easy, but we cling to this. God has always seen sacred potential in the dust. So on Ash Wednesday, it's a big, smudgy cross, not hiding or faking anything, but bold for the world to see that you have been claimed. You have been marked. You are God's. You are dust, and to dust you shall return, broken and whole, exhausted and rested, troubled and at peace. And so I leave you with a portion of a poem from Jan Richardson called Blessing the Dust. So let us be marked not for sorrow, and let us be marked not for shame. Let us be marked not for false humility or thinking we are less than we are, but for claiming what God can do within the dust, within the dirt, within the stuff of which the world is made, and the stars that blaze in our bones, and the galaxies that spiral inside the smudge we bear. Amen.